Ag Challenges with H1N1. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The new flu virus is not only bad for human health, it could make an already sick economy even sicker. Jonna Miller has more.
It's now being called the North American flu or the H1N1 virus. It's affecting more people in more parts of the country, and the numbers are only expected to grow.
Obviously, our primary concern within agriculture is for the health of human beings the world over. We know that H1N1 is a very serious virus. Within agriculture, we are concerned that consumers know that there's no chance of contracting H1N1 from consuming pork.
American Farm Bureau economist Jim Sartwell says too many people don't understand that fact, confused because the illness was originally called swine flu. Hog farmers are already feeling the impact.
Just since the end of last week, the price of hogs has dropped by more than 1/6. Professors from Purdue University are wondering if 25 to 33% of hog producers are going to have to rethink their future in the industry. So it is, in a very short period of time, a big hammer stroke against our domestic pork industry.
Sartwell says hog farmers aren't the only ones who will feel the negative impact.
Agriculture is pretty much the only segment of the economy that enjoys a positive balance of trade. Anything that serves to reduce agricultural exports at a time like this is bad news for our general economy as a whole.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Hard to believe that our pork producers have had to take a dramatic hit because of this virus. In fact, Jim Sartwell goes on to explain the economic impact to the industry.
Just since last week, we've taken more than $10 per hundredweight off the price of hogs. That adds about a $25 per head loss to producers' bottom lines at a time with our general economic situation and general demand downturn. It's really a time we couldn't afford to take that hit.
And Jim Sartwell says there's been a total shutdown, more or less, of exports of pork from this country to Russia, Hong Kong, and China. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.